The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Where were you? What were you doing? What do you remember about 9/11? Folks are already calling to share their thoughts, their memories, and I am so grateful for that. Right now I've got two phone lines available. We're going to spend this entire hour, hopefully, remembering, praying. I've got two phone lines available, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Go ahead and fill them up, and I'll get to you as soon as I can. To those that are holding, I'll be with you just quickly, but let me just share as quickly as possible my memories of that day. I had begun working here at WRFD January 1st of that year. Joy and I had resigned the church in Westerville that we had the privilege of founding, and we started Cross Power Ministries. And yes, the resigning of the church was not to come here to the radio station. That had nothing to do with it. We resigned the pastor to the church before there was any discussion about me coming here to WRFD. But we began our little ministry called Crosspower. Well, shortly after I resigned, God opened this door to do the daily talk show, and I began on January 1st. So I was fairly new here in September. It's certainly my first year. Well, that morning, Joy and I hardly ever watched the morning programs. You know, the Today Show, Good Morning America, and so very, very rarely. But that morning, we did. We were up. I was getting ready to come into the office, and Joy turned on the TV, and she said, very excitedly, come. Something's happening. And the first plane had just hit the first tower. And obviously, live coverage. They didn't know the size of the plane at that time. And everyone assumed at that point it was just an accident. Probably some small private plane flew into the building accidentally, lost their bearings or whatever. And there was some speculation that it could have been a commercial airliner, but at that point, not very much. And then, while we were watching the coverage, the second plane hit the second tower. We saw it live. We didn't see the first one. Of course, they weren't giving live coverage when the first one hit. And we saw the second one hit. And we knew this was not an accident. And we knew that America was under attack. I quickly finished getting ready, kissed my wife goodbye, and said, I've got to get to the radio station. I've got to get there as quickly as I can. I arrived here at WRFD. Our general manager was in Chicago for a national meeting of general managers, I think, for Salem Media. So I think almost all of the management teams for all of our stations across America were in Chicago. So we had no general manager. And phone lines were melting. It was difficult to get through to anybody. And we had a small staff here at WRFD, we had no TV monitors in the building. None. We got them all over now. But back then, we didn't have any TV monitors at all. And we were desperately trying to get all of the information that we could. I was listening to the radio. I was trying to get in on the internet and getting all the information I could get. And every break, we decided not to suspend our regular broadcasting because we didn't know very much. And I was the one that was appointed to be on the air representing WRFD. And we just had very little information. And we didn't want to, you know, go wall to wall with this coverage and me bumbling on the air trying to tread water as we were trying to make out the information that we could. So we continued with our regular broadcasting, but every break, top of the hour, bottom of the hour, and sometimes quarter hour, then I would go on the air and I would pass on the information that we had available. As the day went on, of course, the Pentagon, we knew about that. It was much later that we learned about Pennsylvania, the Flight 93 that crashed. And it was one of the longest days of my life because I felt a very overwhelming responsibility to try to get as much information out to our listeners as I possibly could. Being shaken to the core personally, our country is under attack. How's that going to impact my family, my church, my community? And yet having the responsibility to go on the air and give information calmly, in a balanced way, and to continually give hope. And I felt that was my job. Give hope. 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 And again, it was so frustrating because we knew so little. We just knew it was bad. We knew it was really bad. And I think almost every reasonable person fully expected, I certainly did, I think almost every reasonable person fully expected other cities to be attacked that day and certainly by the next day. Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, Dallas. I think most reasonable people assumed that if they were organized enough to fly into the two towers, the Pentagon, and a flight that was probably aimed at the White House, that they probably would be attacking other major cities as well. I think we all expected that. I think we expected a full nationwide concerted attack. And when it didn't happen, I don't think that many of us went to bed that night confident that we wouldn't wake up the next morning with more attacks being reported. It was an incredible day, and the days after, I will never forget repeatedly going outside, looking up, and no jet contrails for days, if you'll remember. All flights were grounded. All flights were grounded. And no airplanes. Have you ever noticed on any given day, if the sky is clear, the hundreds and hundreds of jet contrails across the sky? Those were gone. And I think maybe my most important takeaway from that day, from being on the air all day long, I continued to say, life will never be the same. From today forward, the world, America, will never be the same. And it has not. We said we returned to normal. We have not gone back to September 10th, folks. And we never will. When we come back, your thoughts. I've got one phone line available, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. This is September 10th, but since we are not on the air on September 11th, we are taking today to remember. My phone lines are filled. I assume they would be. And if you're trying to call, please wait until someone hangs up and then immediately dial 877-BOB-LIVE. I'd like to take this entire hour just remembering. First up is Paul in Grove City. Paul, welcome, and thank you for being patient. You've been on hold for quite some time. Thank you.
Oh, my buddy, man. Hey, yeah, this is a special time. I do remember, but before I get into my story, if I could just make one comment about the COVID thing, Mass Bob, there was a governor from Mississippi that said that with the mandate on the vaccines, you're basically telling 80 million people they're out of a job. And boy, that hit me like a ton of bricks when I heard that. I was like, I never thought of it like that, but that's something I've not heard before.
No, it's true. All right, what are your remembrances about 9/11?
I was in delivery, and I'm still in delivery, and I was on the road, and what had happened was, when I heard about it, we had just dropped my wife off for the guide dogs for the blind, because you know that my wife is visually impaired, and she gets guide dogs. She was out in California, and we just dropped her off.
Oh, no kidding.
And
so she was in California on 9/11?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wow.
And we were homeschooling our kids at the time. They were like 16 and 15, and they were freaking out. I'm 100 miles away on a delivery. And, you know, the wife, they had shut down, all, like you said, the airlines, and she was thinking about coming home. And they told them that you guys are locked down here. You ain't going anywhere. So, but the kids were panicking, and until I got home there, it just, you know, it was one of those things, you know.
Were you able to communicate with your wife by phone? Because a lot of people couldn't get through. The phone lines were just melting.
Yeah, you know what? That is a funny thing you ask like that, Bob. I can't remember if she, because, yeah, as far as phones, you know, I obviously didn't have any kind of a cell phone at that time. So I can't remember if she was able to call me. I called her, something like that. But it was just one of those things where you feel so helpless.
Yeah. How long before she could make it back to Columbus?
I think they kept them the whole time. I don't think there was a case where they sent them home early. It was kind of like what you described, like your wife. Were being told something was going on, and you know the wife is, you know, she's not full black blind, you know, where you know, her vision was, you know,
was it days before she was able to return back to Columbus?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, because when she goes out there, it was at that time it was 30 days.
Oh, okay, so, okay. Yeah, to get acclimated to the dog and so on.
Well, yes, sir. Yeah, that's all changed now, but yeah. I think in light of the circumstances, like you were saying about the airlines, there was such a restriction on things that she wasn't able to come back. And I think they just kind of went through the regime of everything and maybe had an abbreviated instruction of the dogs.
Well, hey, thanks, Paul. I'm going to move on to some other callers, but thank you for sharing. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Have a great weekend, and let's not forget. All right?
No, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Now to Ansonia, Ohio, and Aaron is on the line. Aaron, thank you for calling, and welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Actually, I was an intern at WRFD on September 11th, 2001. I was in the farm department.
Yes.
With Darren, Rod,
yes.
And Tamara. Yes. And I remember driving in that morning to the station. I was listening to another Columbus radio station, and they were talking about it being 911 and say doing Red Cross, blood drives, different things on that time. And I just kind of thought it was odd. Mm-hmm. And get to the station. Darren was the farm director, and he was with the Ohio Farm Bureau in Washington, D.C. And that left Rod and myself to get ready to go to Wyandotte County Fair a few days later for a live broadcast. And when we started hearing about it, we couldn't get a hold of Darren, and we were wondering what was going on. But I remember standing in one of the little studios. I think it's before you started broadcasting live. There was one TV that I could remember, and we had it on like the Today Show or something and was watching.
Right. See, I don't remember any TVs here.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there was one, but
well, and there
you know,
and there may very well they may very well have been. Wow.
But that's and I remember driving home later that afternoon down Route 315 back to campus and noticing how quiet the skies were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I wasn't quite sure what the next few weeks would lead to because we had Farm Science Review coming up. And it was a surreal day because it was a very beautiful, very clear September day.
Yeah. I don't remember, did Rod do the farm broadcast at noon that day or the noontime area?
Oh, my, I don't remember either.
See, I
would imagine he did.
Yeah, I don't recall either. Well, that's fascinating,
I think we're just
Aaron.
In this one of the studios, kind of in awe and not really sure what to make of things.
Yeah. Well, have you continued in broadcasting or in the farm mm-hmm. services area?
I am actually a crop insurance agent. No broadcasting anymore for me.
Yeah.
It was a fun summer at WRFD, but went kind of a different route. So
yeah.
I
all
work
right.
with farmers all across Ohio and Indiana.
Well, thank you. Aaron, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All
thank
right.
you. Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Huh. I do remember her, and many of you don't know because it's been so long. WRFD was the number one agricultural radio station in Ohio for many years. And even when we flipped to the Christian format, we had a full farm department for a long time. All right, Mark in Groveport, you will be up next. But I've got an open phone line for you at 877-BOB-LIVE.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.